You remained in somewhat impoverished circumstances, even through your schooling.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about how that affected your life.
Well, as a teenager, of course, you are embarrassed about some of the things that happen in your life. It's not anything you would be embarrassed about now. I mean, we were clean and we had plenty to eat and nobody was in jail or no one was on drugs or... But as a teenager, it was embarrassing because we moved into, at one point in our lives, we moved into a chicken coop that was in the back of my grandfather's property.
You lived in the chicken coop?
In the chicken coop. My father.
Was it a chicken coop that had been recently used?
Well, my father had to go in and scrape and scrub the floor and put down linoleum, so, and we had an outhouse. I'm not really sure. I don't remember running water. If we did, there might have been one faucet in the kitchen. And we took a bath in a big aluminum tub that you see a lot of times now in antique stores.
Mm-hmm.
We would heat water on the stove and pour it in the tub. Just kind of was difficult to sit in if you were a bigger person. I mean, it wasn't bad for the little kids, but it was a little difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I would take a shower at my grandfather's house. I had, when I had dates, I think I only had about 2 dates when I lived in the chicken coop, and I would have them drop me off of my grandfather's porch and wait till they left.
So they wouldn't know you were...
They wouldn't know I was living in a chicken coop. Like I said, that's a teenage embarrassment. It's nothing that's... You have a roof over your head, you're fine. We lived in the chicken coop actually when I went to work. I graduated in June, and by September, I was kind of tired of taking the bus from Edgewood to Tacoma, transfer from the Tacoma bus up to 6th Avenue, and then backwards again to get home, sometimes in the dark, so it was a little bit iffy, but... I finally had a long talk with my dad and asked, couldn't we move to Tacoma? I mean, we just live in a chicken coop here. We don't have any ties necessarily. We had relatives, but... And I finally convinced him that maybe we could start looking. So I looked. I found the house on Ferry Street.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of old and dilapidated, but it had a lot of room and it was okay. I got the loan for the down payment from my bank. My dad got the loan for the house, but I don't know exactly how that went. I just got the down payment.
When you reflect on your life, what are your thoughts in general about where you've been, how you've lived?
One important thing that I learned, like, from my mother is to deal with things when there are things that happen that, you know, you're not in control of, how to deal with them. I think I've been pretty good at that. When I go for a walk every morning in Gig Harbor, as I walk down by the water, I look up at the sky and say, thank you, God, for letting me live here. And I think that goes with a lot in my life. I've been able to make the best out of bad things, pity myself for a while, and then get over it. I think that comes from my mother. She was a very, very wonderful, wonderful woman.